Welcome back to The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM as we are live from the Lead Bunker Studio, downtown Jackson, Jackson's only indoor gun range, also presented by Art Main, Trips Auto Shop, and County National Bank. The Daily brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins, and also brought to you by Ghost Energy Drink. Right now, let's go to our sports line and let's welcome for the first time ever to the show, we have Courtney Adelman, who is the head coach of the Hanover Horton varsity volleyball team. Courtney, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mark.
So you guys have had just a fabulous season so far, made it in the districts, got a first round win in regional, and you're in the regional final tonight. Congratulations on an outstanding season up to this point.
Thank you.
Well, Courtney, if you could, tell us a little bit about some of the, I guess, sum up the season for us so far. Talk about just some of the highlights from the season that have kind of gotten you to this point.
So this season has been a process. It was my first year at Hanover, and so I'm implementing new practice styles, new offenses, new defenses. I have 6 sophomores on my team, 2 juniors and 2 seniors. So it's been a balance of building relationship while also teaching volleyball to these kids. They're hungry. They're ready to learn. So in some programs where you've been the coach for a few years, you're building. Well, this year, it's been a progression throughout the season that hasn't stopped. So there are things that we present once the girls reach the goal. So even now in the postseason, we're still teaching, we're still training.
Right.
And I feel like in some programs, you probably can kind of relax a little in the post. And now we're like, okay, we've achieved this goal. Now it's time to learn this. And we have these aha moments with these girls that are just so hungry and fearless, and I love to watch it.
That's awesome. You like to see that fire in the belly, especially when they get into the postseason. Now, with that said, with the youth that you have on your team, when we're talking about the number of sophomores and juniors that you have and just a couple seniors, to be where you are in the regional final, which is tonight at Springport, that's what, 6 o'clock start time for you guys tonight?
Yeah.
Did you expect to be here at this point of the season? Did you expect to have the record that you have at this point in the season?
So every year as a coach, I take it one day at a time. Some coaches have the outlook of we're winning a state title, and that's never been my philosophy. The girls have said, you know, well, who will we see in districts or who will we see here? And I have always encouraged them, we are looking at the next game. We're watching film on the next competition. I don't care. But we've also always had the mentality that I don't really care what happens in season. Postseason is what matters.
Right.
So I did have great expectations. There's always that hopefulness. But they're a young team. So I thought, you know what? No matter where we go or how far we go, there's so much value in that postseason competition because it's louder.
Right.
It's more intense. It's one and done. So to go this far has just been, it's been amazing.
Yeah.
We are so excited.
Well, tell us about that win over Grass Lake in this first round of regional action. Grass Lake coming out of Division 82. You came out of, I'm sorry, District 82. You came out of District 81. And I mean, this was just a great Jackson area matchup between two teams out of the Cascades, and you got out of there with a 3-1 win. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we had seen Grass Lake in our season, obviously,
right?
And we had not presented our best game. And so I think that haunted the girls. So they were intentional about watching film. And one of the things that I've tried to teach them is be less concerned about what you're doing on your side of the net and more concerned with what they're doing. Exploit their weakness. So we may struggle in size in a few areas. Our middles are really tall, but our pin hitters are probably undersized pins. So I've encouraged them. You may not be able to just swing. You may have to look and communicate with your teammates about what's open. What are they not covering? And so basically it becomes like a battle of wits.
Okay. And let's talk about some of the girls that have really just kind of risen above this year. Who are the ones who are the leaders on the team who have just really kind of taken the rest of the team under their wing and said, hey, let's go, let's do this?
So I have 10 girls on the team, which is a relatively small roster.
Right.
But it's been awesome because the girls are able to get playing time and to see the court. So that's been huge. So every member has played a vital role, whether they're starters or leaders or not. But I would have to say major leaders on the team would be our upperclassmen. So we've seen great leadership out of Becca Uphouse, Natalie Craigie, Hadley Barber, Lexi Schutte. She's a silent leader on the team, but she brings a silliness that the girls really need. And, you know, Natalie, as our setter, she runs a 5-1. And so she is a constant source of encouragement to her hitters. She is consistently like, what do you need? Come on, go up, slam that ball, let's go. And the kids turn to her. So it's been so neat to watch the kids become selfless ball players.
Awesome.
Becca, she brings a fire to the team where she's like, come on, we're not letting balls hit the ground. And Hadley, she just, she's 5'2", and she probably has one of the highest verticals on the team, and she just leads with her behavior, you know?
Yeah.
So we've got like this beautiful mix of these leaders, and our sophomores are watching, and it's not that they're not leaders, but I think that like hierarchy of, oh, well, you're upperclassmen, they look to them for, okay, what do I do? Okay, what do I do? And it's been neat to watch the upperclassmen mentor the younger kids on the team, because that's going to lead us in the years to come.
Right. And that kind of leads me into where I wanted to go next. The culture, as far as volleyball goes at Hanover Horton, have you noticed that change this year? With the success that you've had, have you noticed that there's a little more interest there from some of the younger grades? Have you noticed a change in culture in volleyball at Hanover Horton this year?
Yeah, it's been a process. So I think they're hungry. I'm Hanover alumni, so I'm used to a winning culture there.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with it, I guess. So that's been a goal. We've got a youth program that we've started. I have members of the community that are so willing to help. And it has been one of, I have felt so appreciated and supported by the community and by the parents as a coach. And I don't think that's common anymore. So that's been awesome. The younger kids are coming to every game. We've got our junior varsity team. They will set up signs and cheer for us as the bus heads out of town and then follow us all the way. And it's just been, it's been really neat. So yeah, to answer your question, I have seen a culture shift. I feel like there's a positivity, there's a joy there, and there's like this anticipation of, okay, working hard really works. Let's do this.
Let's talk about the matchup today with Pawama Westphalia. All right, so you had your win over Grass Lake. Pawama Westphalia, they come out of District 83. They didn't allow a match win at all in their district. Same thing with Dansville. Pawama Westphalia takes over Dansville 3-0 just yesterday. So did you get a chance after your match? Did you guys get a chance to hang out, watch Pawama Westphalia and Dansville? And what are going to be the keys for success coming up tonight?
Yeah, so we stayed and watched that match, and we've watched film on Pawama, and they are big. They have a lot of girls that are 6 foot tall. And yeah, they present well. So we were able to kind of break that down. My assistant coach and I stayed. We took notes. And I don't know, my belief is defense wins championships. So if my girls present in the way that they have, fearlessly and unrelenting, I feel like they may be the sleeper in Division 3.
being the sleeper. I like hearing that. So the regional championship is tonight, 6 o'clock at Springport, Hanover Horton versus Pewaumee Westphalia. We have Coach Courtney Edelman joining us here today on The Daily. Coach, thank you so much for your time here today, especially on short notice. I very much appreciate that. And everybody within the sound of our voices, wishing you the best of luck here tonight. Good luck. Go get them.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, hey, if you keep winning, we'll talk with you again here real soon, okay?
When we keep winning.
Thank you so much for correcting me. Thank you. We'll talk with you again real soon. All right, Courtney, have fun.
All right. Thank you.
This is The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM as we're live from the Lead Bunker Studio, downtown Jackson, Jackson's only indoor gun range, also presented by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Art Main, and County National Bank. We'll be back with That Solid, Jacob Tuttle, on the way on The Daily, Fox Sports 101.9 FM.